From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. The January 6th far-right mob that attacked the U.S. Capitol building will go down in history as the violent and perhaps inevitable culmination of Donald Trump's presidency. But how did his favorite news media outlets cover the attack? And more importantly, what did Fox News and their ilk do to pave the way for the violent mob? My guest is Parker Molloy, editor-at-large for Media Matters. Welcome to the program, Parker.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
First, let's talk about how Fox News and right-wing media figures have been covering what took place on January 6th before we talk about how they paved the way for it. It was interesting to see in the weeks leading to January 6th that there had been more and more, seemingly, Fox News hosts willing to acknowledge that Joe Biden did indeed win the presidency legitimately, and willing to question the Trump people that they bring on so regularly about the supposed evidence that they had, none of which ever materialized in court. Then came January 6th. How did they cover the rally and then the subsequent breaching of the barricades and this historic and mind-blowing assault on the Capitol building?
Absolutely. Well, as you said, in the leading up to that, they had started to at least somewhat acknowledge that Biden had won. It was not a popular position, obviously, at Fox, but in the immediate aftermath of the attack, it was very clear that Fox didn't quite have a clear narrative down yet. Because you would have some people cheer them on to say that they're being mostly peaceful, or they are patriots, or they are protesting and just trying to draw attention away from the more violent aspects of it. Which, I mean, if you're breaking into the Capitol, that's kind of violent in itself, but. Later in the day and going into the next couple of days, the narrative shifted a little bit to where you had Fox hosts starting to suggest that maybe there were people, leftists, who had embedded themselves within the crowd and were causing trouble to try to make Trump supporters look bad.
Antifa. But it was just really quite remarkable to see how quickly the pivot to, well, if they are being violent, then they must be Antifa, happened. It was really quite shocking. Whereas, of course, just, you know, in the hours before the actual breaching of the barricades, these people were clearly labeled and seen as Trumpers, embraced as Trumpers, lauded and you know, held up as patriots. And suddenly, when they breached the barricades, they magically turned into Antifa. And so it was just not clear and in the typical sort of Fox News, and I think even Trump fashion, there was no actual evidence for that, right? There were these claims of, well, we're hearing rumors that.
Yeah. And that's been, that sadly has been kind of how we got here as well. This idea that they hear rumors of Antifa being in the crowd and causing trouble, and that's enough for them. In the post-election period, especially last week, or in the past couple of weeks, there was a kind of a push to say that people who wanted to overturn the election were justified in wanting to do that because they feel like there's voter fraud, or they feel like the election stolen from Trump. Yeah. And this is the same crowd that goes around constantly saying things like facts don't care about your feelings, but they just felt like they were justified to undermine the American democratic system because they felt like it. And that kind of carried over into how it was covered after this attack. There were a lot of, well, we're hearing that Antifa may have been in there. names aren't confirmed, or you know, they would kind of dance around things. It was very clear that the names of many of those supporters, many of those the people involved there, were very obviously Trump supporters. And if you check their social media, and if you spend too much time online, like I do, where you immediately recognize some of the faces, they were very clearly treading water and trying to shift the narrative once it became clear that attacking the U.S. Capitol was not going to play well for them politically.
And of course, in the days following the attack, many figures have been identified because they, you know, did us a favor by refusing to wear masks. So their faces are on full view. They took selfies and posted them on websites. Their own, you know, so-called right-wing media figures who are part of the movement were inside the Capitol, were posting, were tweeting, were taking videos, were sharing images as they reported on this movement. And now these figures are being identified. And so far, not a single Antifa person has been found. And in fact, almost every single one that has been identified has a long history of being a pro-Trump person with some grievance around the election. So plenty of evidence. Of course, Fox News rarely lets evidence get in the way of doing their job. But did you find in your analysis of how Fox News and other media on the right covered it, did you find that as the Capitol building was being attacked, that they maybe drew comparisons to the revolution or pointed out that these people were in some way justified in taking over the Capitol?
Yes, that is something that that I definitely noticed to varying extents. It varied by different hosts, essentially. Tucker Carlson, the on January 6th during a show, he essentially tried to urge the audience to have empathy for the people who stormed the Capitol. And it's kind of rich because he spent the better part of 2020 attacking Black Lives Matter protesters and calling pretty much anything that they were involved in, if it escalated beyond a peaceful protest, referring to that as a riot and showing imagery of things that were on fire, even if those images were weeks or months old, and just trying to smear an entire movement with by drawing attention to the worst aspects of it. And you see the complete opposite here. You see people saying, hold on, slow down, let's try to understand this, let's think carefully, let's check our facts.
All of a sudden the motives of the people breaking in were very real concern to Fox News, whereas there was never any discussion, or not usually enough discussion, of the motives of anyone involved with Black Lives Matter as to why they might be protesting. And of course, studies showed that the vast majority were protesting peacefully. So it was really interesting also to see that, just as in the case of the Black Lives Matter protests last year, there were in some instances some people who did commit violence, and studies showed that the overwhelming majority were peaceful. That logic was rejected by Fox News. But in the case of the Capitol, I heard at least one newscaster try to say something like, well, the overwhelming majority were peaceful, and there was just this one small percentage that were being violent. So again, double standards on this.
Yeah, it was kind of remarkable to hear that. Not entirely surprising that they would make excuses there. It's kind of the same response that they had after the Unite the Right rally in 2017 or 2018, I'm sorry, I can't remember, in Charlottesville.
2017, the Charlottesville rally, yeah.
Time has lost meaning. So, but after that, there was a lot of, okay, let's understand the protesters. Let's understand where they were coming from, what they were fighting for, to save a statue. It was this whole justifying fine people on both sides kind of thing. And you're seeing that again now. And what is bizarre is that I don't think that anyone is judging people who just happen to be at the Trump rally on the 6th or just happen to be in DC or, you know, we're there just expressing themselves.
And in fact, many people who've been arrested have been found to have traveled from different states and some from quite far.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the people who went into the Capitol that are the problem here. Those are the people who are being criticized. No one's criticizing someone who is out, who is in the middle of a field a mile away from the Capitol. It's the people who went to the Capitol, who helped push past the Capitol Police and destroyed property and threatened lives. That was very clearly the people who are being criticized, which is why one of the many reasons that the comparisons to the Black Lives Matter protesters just doesn't hold up. As we saw in last year when President Trump dispersed a crowd so he could go take a photo op outside of a church. One of the justifications was that, well, the night before there were people who vandalized the church supposedly or started a fire there. And that's not really a justification. You can't beat and gas a crowd of people because of something a different crowd of people did. That's not how anything is supposed to work. Right. You're not supposed to beat and gas people at all. But that's been interesting. And watching them, one thing that has been catching my attention is watching them try to use this attack to advance their own policies, which is no surprise. I mean, that's basic politics. Laura Ingraham on her show, she used it as an occasion to push for making voting harder, restrictive voting measures, which has nothing to do with it. Yeah, the argument was that people felt like there was fraud in the election, and if they didn't think that there was fraud in the election, then they wouldn't have stormed the Capitol. And if they, it's essentially they cut themselves out of it, which was the subject of one of my most recent pieces, which was the sense that what happened on Fox News and in other right-wing media outlets is that they took a step back. They absolved themselves of any sort of blame for the current state of affairs. They absolved themselves of blame for leading people to believe that the election was stolen. For more than 2 months now, day in and day out, you tune into Newsmax or OAN or Fox News, and you'll get these messages saying, well, there was clearly some fraud, or well.
So that's let's lead into the way in which Fox News paved the way for what took place on Wednesday. Even those who appeared shocked at the fact that a percentage of the group gathered would turn into this violent mob and actually attack the nation's the Capitol building in D.C. Even those people, didn't seem to take responsibility for the fact that their media convinced this huge horde of people that the election was stolen. I mean, if you have a massive number of Americans who are truly convinced that their president won and the election was stolen from him, we shouldn't be surprised that they might want to go to any lengths to save their country or their democracy or whatever words they used, because they were truly convinced that it was real. So they were truly convinced it was real in large part, because of Fox News. And of course, Fox News echoing the Trump campaign, right? And the Trump administration, which basically became an extension of the Trump campaign.
Right. Well, exactly. And that, I think, has been when it comes to right wing media, when it comes to Fox News, that's why Trump has been such a positive for them, because they don't have to create the stories. Mm-hmm. They don't have to make up the conspiracy theories.
All they have to do is report that the president thinks something is true.
Exactly. That becomes a story, because there used to be this thing where back in 2010, 2011, Glenn Beck would go on TV and he would have some absurd conspiracy theory that he would throw out there on a chalkboard, or Bill O'Reilly would say something. And then the next day you would see Fox News covering the reaction to the previous night's show as news, because that was news. But now it's like you have the president of the United States saying exactly what you want, just putting propaganda out into the world. And so you report on it by covering it.
And how much of it has been an echo chamber with, you know, Trump saying, repeating what he heard someone saying on Fox News, Fox News repeating back what they hear from him?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. It's this Trump-Fox feedback loop. And one of my colleagues, Matt Gaetz, who unfortunately shared, his name is very similar to Matt Gaetz, which is... a very, very, very pro-Trump lawmaker. Matt, one thing he does is he has been keeping up with Trump's tweets for the past, I think over a year now, where he will see that Trump tweeted and he'll try to match it to something that was said on Fox. And it's kind of eerie how often Trump just paraphrases something someone just said on Fox, or Trump directly echoes them. And he uses similar sort of language,
right? I heard somewhere, News hosts will say the same thing. Well, we are hearing these things being said, but they just don't, explain who's saying them.
Yeah, exactly. It's someone I heard. Donald Trump has access to the intelligence operations that I can't even begin to comprehend. But he gets his news from weird online forums that aren't based in anything. And that's been a bumpy, scary ride with that being recycled and shifted out into the news, because as much as Fox likes to pretend that it is not a mainstream, a part of the larger media, Fox absolutely is part of the media. It's one of the most watched cable channels on all of TV.
And it's so ironic to hear so many of these guests go on Fox News and say that they are being silenced. Right-wing voices are being silenced, they say, on a major national media outlet that routinely gives a platform to right-wing voices.
Yeah, bit of irony there. but that is, it's all led up to this. This is the result of 4 years of Fox News spreading disinformation designed to achieve a political goal. And it really shouldn't surprise anybody what happened on the 6th. And not just because the people who participated in it were being very, very open about what they were planning online, but because this is what Fox pushed them towards. Newt Gingrich, who is a Fox contributor, he was on, this was on Sean Hannity's radio show, not on his Fox show, but on his radio show recently on the 5th, I believe. He said that Biden's election was an attack on American democracy itself. Wow. Just the worst thing to happen since, he said, the previous Civil War, which I found the use of the word previous, because it implies the existence of a Civil War that came after. interesting there. And I'm not sure if that was just a mistake on his part or if that was part of his messaging. But they've used this sort of language for a long time, this idea of people who stand up for Trump are patriots and everyone else is against them. And if you trick people into believing that the election has been stolen from them, that it actually is an assault on democracy, you can't act too surprised when people act on that. And that's why it's irresponsible. And that's why it's more than just turn off the TV if you don't like Fox. That's why Fox is a problem, a real problem when it comes to spreading misinformation that can cost people their lives.
So here you have a situation where they've been part of the rumor mill that has convinced millions of Americans, actually, tens of thousands of which were in Washington, D.C., that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. But it's also the same outlet and the same president who have routinely demonized the left for being the violent lawbreakers. But on television and on people's screens around the country and the world, we saw the self-proclaimed Trumpers engage in breaking the law and disorder. And they can't have it both ways, right? They can't say that these are patriots or at the same time say that they are Antifa. It seems as though if this doesn't lead to some sort of crisis of legitimacy for Fox News and the right wing, we are absolutely living in an Orwellian time when people can hold two opposing views in their minds at once.
I worry that that is where we are, where people can get all this information and believe what's convenient for them and reject what's not. And that is that is why Fox is a threat to a shared reality, essentially. That's what we lack. We lack a shared reality with each other. I can disagree with someone on policy, but if we disagree on who won the election, who's the legitimate president of the country, that's bigger than just saying, I think that the tax rate should be higher than you think the tax rate should be higher. And that's why it's more than just bridging political divides. It's really what needs to happen, Eve, personally, is that we need to reevaluate media as a whole, journalism as a whole, the press as a whole. Like, what is the function of a press in democracy, in a functioning democracy? Because the focus, especially these past several years, seems to have gone increasingly to this, which I know this isn't new, but a focus on entertainment or pandering to both sides. You know, it's the Neil Postman amusing ourselves to death kind of critique of media, where we aren't learning things, we aren't advancing our understanding of the world. We are just seeking out information that makes us happy. And that's why Fox has seen some issues when it comes to acknowledging reality. When it acknowledges that Joe Biden won Arizona, you saw people angrily turn on Fox and yep. say that they were going to go watch Newsmax and watch OAN. And
right, the president himself
never watch Fox again.
Was very upset.
Yeah, exactly. People don't want the news. They want to hear a story where they are the protagonists of reality.
And of course, when Trump himself came out with a televised and very scripted address, saying that the rioters would be held accountable, news media reported how betrayed his supporters felt by that, as if they thought that he would remain loyal to them no matter what. Because if there's one thing that Trump has proven over and over again, that is that he's loyal to himself and nobody else. Well, Parker, give out a website for where people can read the analysis that Media sure. Matters does so that they don't have to watch Fox News in person.
We watch it so you don't have to.
Yes. For which I'm very grateful.
You can read our work at mediamatters.org.
And we'll post a link to that from our website. That's mediamatters.org. Parker, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
My guest has been Parker Molloy, editor-at-large for Media Matters. We've been discussing how Fox News and right-wing media paved the way for and covered the January 6th attack on the Capitol. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Do follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.